The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Dr. Ronan Glynn, the former Deputy Chief Medical Officer and current Health Sector Lead at EY Ireland, has been writing in the Irish Times about the healthcare debates taking place around the country, and he thinks we're focused on the wrong things. Ronan Glynn's in our Marconi House studio. Good evening to you, Ronan.
Good evening.
It's lovely to talk to you again. I mean, people will associate you with the time when you were in the Department of Health during COVID, and you have been very much at the coalface of the health sector for your career. Now that you're on the outside looking in, have you a different perspective?
I think I have an additional perspective, I suppose. And I think just to come to your intro, I don't think we're focusing on the wrong things. And very understandably at this time of year, people from a health service perspective are focusing on the winter pressures, the trolley counts, viral illnesses. And I guess the main point I was trying to get across in the article yesterday was that as we head into talks around Programme for Government, it's very important, if possible, that those involved in those talks also look at the longer term issues and the longer term solutions to the challenges we face.
I mean, the argument is always thrown out, Ronan, that we haven't actually added any more bed stock since the 1980s. I think we have the same number of acute beds now than we did then, and a whole extra population that wasn't accounted for back in the 80s.
Yeah, I mean, at the turn of the millennium, we had 3.7 million people in this country. Today, we have over 5 million. By 2040, we're going to have 6 million people. We have the highest bed occupancy across the EU. And we need, you know, probably 9,000 beds just to come up to the 9,000 additional beds just to come up to the EU average. So certainly, I think, and you know, part of my argument was yesterday was that we need very significant investment in our capital infrastructure. We are on the way. We have 3 new elective hospitals, 4 new elective hospitals, a number of surgical hubs on the way. But that's going to have to be followed up with a large program of retrofit of our existing capital estate in the years ahead.
And anyone who has spent any time in an acute hospital will know that they're falling apart. I mean, the one that I think of is Cork University Hospital, and there's lovely parts to it, and there are nice new shiny bits. But then you kind of go down the corridor and you're walking into something that was a prefab that was kind of bolted on in the hope that it'd be replaced within a certain period of time, and it wasn't. And it's the same in Beaumont, and it's the same in the Mater, and it's the same in Galway University Hospital. You know, what we've been doing is we've been putting sticking plasters in the hope that it would heal the patient, when in reality it was only ever covering over shortcomings.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's to invest in your capital infrastructure requires a long-term vision, and it requires you to look at what's needed over the next 15, 20, 30 years to justify that investment. And I think the time to do that is now, as we've come out of the challenges around the pandemic, as we've come out of the challenges around the cyber incident. As I said, we have plans in place in terms of the elective hospitals and surgical hubs, but I think we need to take the space that we have at the moment as part of that programme for government to think about what we really want for our children and our children's children in the decades ahead, given the changes that are coming in the size and nature of our population with the ageing population as well.
Which is a demographic thing, and we know it's coming, so we can't ignore it. I mean, your job with EY is to help plan these things and to kind of use numbers and statistics well. The political world is paralysed by the Children's Hospital and the overruns there that have led to government being incredibly afraid, Ronan, of committing to anything for fear of being blamed for a budgetary overrun. Is that paralysis going to cause a lot of damage?
I hope not. I mean, I think the indications are that you know, despite the challenges that has brought, that it hasn't stopped ambition in terms of those new elective hospitals and the surgical hubs. I'm sure the system will have learned an awful lot from the experience of building the Children's Hospital. But I guess, you know, and that was part of my point yesterday is that in order to justify this investment, we need a mind shift in how we understand health as a component of a healthy population. If we want a vibrant economy, if we want societal cohesion, we need to invest in health in its widest sense. And so this can't be just a conversation that comes to the door of the Department of Health and the HSE. If we're really serious about having a healthy population in its widest sense, then this needs to be a whole of government approach. And the example that I'd give is that of Wales, who have enacted an act called the Wellbeing of Future Generations Act. And what that has done is it has put health and well-being at the centre of discussions all across government, so that when new policy has been made, whether it's in transport or physical infrastructure, education, housing, that those new policies are being assessed through a health lens.
Yeah, and that makes eminent sense. But what we keep doing is just changing things around in the hope that they'd work. I mean, the latest is the appointment of these regional executive officers in the HSE. And I'm not saying anything against these individuals. They're in their roles. They're taking up a responsibility. They're replacing the hospital group that was in place before. The fear that we have is we're putting another layer of bureaucracy on top of something that's already bureaucratically heavy. I mean, is bureaucracy too big a challenge here when ultimately we are missing the point, and that's caring for patients?
No, I mean, I think we need to be really careful about the narrative around our health service, that it hasn't improved, that it's not doing more. I mean, compared with 2009, we've seen last year there was 70% increase in attendances at our emergency departments around the country. So like, it's too facile an argument, I think, to say that the health service isn't improving and isn't changing.
The demand is enormous because the emergency department has become the point of access for the entire system. You very rarely are going to get into a public hospital unless you go through the ED, because those pathways have been closed down because of capacity. So, I mean, I just query that figure, Ronan, purely because of the fact that we have a point of care, a point of access issue in Ireland as a result of capacity constraints.
Well, So I think we do have I'd agree with you that we have an access issue. There's no denying that. But the demand is enormous, not because of our emergency departments. The demand is enormous because our population has increased from 3.7 to over 5 million, because our population aged over 65 has increased by 35% in the last 10 years, the fastest ageing population in Europe at one stage over the past 10 years. This is why, as well, I spoke about, you know, prevention, early intervention. We have to turn off the tap in terms of trying to keep people well in their communities. And really what I'm saying is that the vision that was brought together cross-party through Sláinte Care was really good in 2017, 2018. But what I'm really saying is we need to go again. We now need to take a step back and look at the vision we need for 2040 and make sure that we're going to the next level of ambition. And key to that will be our ability to do things differently in terms of digital technologies. And I think it'd be a real shame if we miss the opportunity that those technologies now offer in terms of improved efficiency and ways of working. And we're already seeing that across the system in terms of virtual wards, hybrid models of care. I was talking to a consultant the other day. He reckons already that AI technologies have freed up 90 minutes of his working day. Now, just imagine what that would mean for the health system if we could better use technologies to give every consultant in the country back 20% of their working day.
It does sound like it would be a panacea solution. It's getting there is the challenge, and that's what successive ministers have tried and so far failed to grapple with. That volume point is what I'm going to say. That the issue is that volume is hard to get through. Ronan, can I just ask you a question before I let you go? At the COVID inquiry, you're a private citizen now, but you obviously were in a public role. Is it something that you will get involved with if you're asked?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think I look forward to it as an exercise to learn about what we need for the future. I think, you know, we didn't expect COVID. No one expected COVID when it came. We won't necessarily anticipate what the next threat is until it arrives. And so we need to be agile in our ability to respond. But I suppose to come back to the conversation, I think the key learnings out of the pandemic is to ensure that we have a resilient and robust health system, that we have good access to health information and data and good technologies to support that response. And if we have all of those things in place, I think we'll be really in a much better place to respond in terms of the next threat that comes our way.
OK, Dr. Ronan Glynn, Health Sector Lead at EY Ireland. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4. on News Talk.